Well, yeah, Kamu, how are you doing this morning?
I could be doing better. I could be doing a little bit, but you know what? Given the circumstances, I'm doing all right. How are you, Sharon?
I'm good, a little tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, same.
But yeah, lots to get to. We'll just dive in. You and Yash worked all week to try to solidify the votes, kind of regardless of what happened with the blockbuster. Once you lost the blockbuster, how are you feeling? Where do you feel like your odds were, and whose votes surprised you?
Yeah, so losing the blockbuster, I was definitely disappointed. And the reason why I was campaigning, and talking to Yash about trying to get the votes was because I knew ahead of time that these blockbuster competitions are designed for anybody to win. So the better competitor or who would typically maybe be seen as the stronger competitor doesn't always win these competitions. And so I just wanted to make sure that I had the votes lined up just in case. And then obviously it didn't go my way. And I was worried. There was a part of me that felt okay because I thought, oh, I think that I'm going to be all right. I think that I have the votes to stay. I think people really seem to want Haley out of the house. So I thought, there's a chance that I could stay. But I was also very aware that people saw me as a threat in the game. And with me being up there on the block, I wouldn't have been shocked, and I wasn't shocked when they took their shot. So it was unfortunate. I was hopeful, but I wasn't expectant, to stay.
Okay. In hindsight, are there any decisions that you made that you would have changed, whether it's trying to convince Yash to pull Haley off the block or Pardeep Devins up, giving Dia a heads up, using the veto, the lyric of it all? Any moment where you feel like you wish you swerved a different way?
I think the two things that I probably regret the most would be one, after the lyric eviction flip happened, I was definitely suspicious of Devin's, but I didn't write him off completely. He wasn't somebody where I was like, okay, I'm no longer going to be working with him. And I kind of wish that I would have done that a little bit in the game. We would have still been friends, but in the game, I wish I would have just been like, okay, it's time to like take a hard pivot, quit working with Devin's. And then the other thing too is with Drew. When I was HOH, Drew was acting really suspicious. And I would always kind of like attribute his weirdness to just him being young and like, just kind of, he was always kind of all over the place, always had a lot of energy, always was talking and intermingling with all these different groups and whispering. And I would kind of just be like, dude, he's young and he's trying to figure out, how to play the game or whatever else. But I really wish that I would have just not trusted Drew and Devins as much as I did.
Fair. Yeah. I want to talk about the tea party. I'm assuming you've been asked about this stuff today, so I'm
Yes.
curious. But, people thought it might have been, or it was seen as like kicking someone when they're down a little bit just because Jason was already sort of going out the door. Was it strategic? Were you like trying to make a TV moment? Can you please talk to me about that?
Yeah, so it was strategic, and here's why. So when I was HOH, well, before I was even HOH, Jason threw my name out. He threw my name out first at the nomination ceremony with Devins in week two. And for the first like week and a half, really up until that point, Jason and I had a really good relationship. He and I got along really well. I even thought about forming an alliance with him at one point in time, and we just had a great relationship, great friendship. And then he threw my name out at the ceremony, which made me obviously suspicious of him moving forward. But then he apologized to me, and it was kind of water under the bridge. And then I became HOH, and then several people started coming back to me saying, "Hey, man, Jason's." He's telling people that he wants to, come after you and he's gonna, put you up on the block. And I heard that from a handful of people. And I just thought, like, dude, why would you do that while I'm HOH? But then he was telling another group something completely different. Then he would tell a different group, I'm gonna come after the icons. And so he's telling people different things and he was just spreading a bunch of lies and trying to pin people against each other. Jason was a very, very good competitor. I wasn't confident that I was gonna be able to get him out with the blockbuster. And so my thought process was, if he stays in the house, he's going to be gunning after me. I want to make sure that he does not have an army of people behind him who will also be taking shots at me. And so I wanted, so with the whole Tea Party thing, it was like, let's get everything out in the open. He's been spreading lies to so many different people, trying to pin so many different people against each other. I want to ask him questions and let the whole house hear what he has to say. And then they can determine whether or not he's lying or being truthful and if they want to work with him moving forward. So it was a move that I made where if he would have stayed, I just wanted him to not have an entire group of people who trusted him, who were turning on me, thinking that I was saying or doing things that I wasn't because of the lies that he was spreading.
I think some viewers saw it maybe as more personal just because of some of the comments you made about drag and being a little uncomfortable or, upholding your image. Can you see how that would be taken and what did you sort of mean by those comments?
Yeah, I love Jason. I love, like I said, I love on a personal level, I love Jason. And I'm hoping that when I see him on finale night, you know, we can shake hands, you know, we can hug. Everything that I did with Jason was always game related. Like I said, for the first like week and a half, he and I had a really good relationship. We had some deep conversations. We both opened up to each other about things, had good heart-to-heart conversations. And however Jason wants to dress, that's totally cool. Like he can do whatever he wants. But I just ask for the same respect. Like, let me dress however I want without trying to put pressure on me to dress a certain way. And I'm not sure exactly what was shown, but I totally respect Jason, what he wants to do. And I just ask that people respect me and how I want to dress and what I want to do as well. But on a human level, I love Jason. Like I said, I hope that he and I can be friends.
Yeah, I think one unique thing about this show and the live feeds is you can go back and watch yourself, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, what you might
Absolutely.
not have known about yourself. Are you open to sort of watching it back, maybe moments that you weren't your best self or, you know, biases you didn't realize you had? Like, is that something that you're willing to sort of look at and maybe grow from this experience?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. And so yeah, no, absolutely. I'm always willing to grow and learn and improve and become better. But yeah, but I do want to make it like abundantly clear. I hope that Jason and I can be friends. I have nothing but respect for the guy. So yeah, no, I on a personal level, like I said, it's all love. What I did with Jason, the Tea Party, was it was strictly game. And it was because he kept throwing my name out and people kept coming up to me saying, "Hey man, Jason is saying a lot of things about you." So, and that was purely it. On a human level, love the guy, respect the guy.
Yeah, one other thing that didn't land well that I do have to bring up is the Melody pregnancy comments. You know, girl, we're gonna get
Yeah.
pregnant. Can you please talk to me through that? Because that was hard for even me to watch.
Yeah, you know, I don't even I somebody else was asking about that. I don't even remember that comment being made. I know I did tell her at one point in time. I was like, I said to her, I said, "Hey, my sister used to not want children, and then she met, you know, her husband, the love of her life, and then she couldn't wait to have kids with him." But Melody is a comedian, and she and I would banter every day. We would always go back and forth, and she would dish it out, and then I would give it back, and we would always roast each other and have fun. So I don't remember, like, legitimately, I don't remember that exact comment, but I never meant anything by it. I love Melody. I think that she's cool with me. Like, we plan on hanging out. We both live in Arizona. We plan on hanging out after the show. I love to paint. I told her I would give her one of my paintings. Like, we have a great relationship. So, yeah, no, it's all love with Melody. I no, didn't mean anything by it, and whatever was said was purely a joke.
Okay. In terms of if you survive this week, what was your ideal plan moving forward?
My ideal plan moving forward was to go after the icons. You know, so I would have loved to have won HOH, and had I done that, I would have put the three icons on the block, and I would have tried to send one of them home. I think that the longer the icons are in the game, the stronger their story becomes as people who came into the house with targets on their back already, who integrated well with the rookies, and then, you know, ended up making it to the finale or even in the jury. So I just it definitely would have been my goal to take the icons out.
Okay. I know we have to wrap up in a minute. I just have two quick ones. Kamu, why did you use your speech to ask for DMs instead of fighting for your life? I was very frustrated with that.
Oh, were you? Yeah, you know what? I just wanted to have some fun. I kind of look, here's the thing too. Everybody's minds are made up. Everybody knows what they're doing already.
Fair.
Like
Yeah.
every single time, there has never been, at least this season, and honestly any season that I can even really remember, where somebody's speech there at the end really persuaded anybody to switch up their vote. Like everybody's minds are already made up. You know where you're going with that, with how you're gonna vote. And I just wanted to have a little bit of fun up there. I wanted to make a couple jokes, talk about how I got beat by the women in their 50s, and just enjoy my you know, final moments in the house. And that's really all that was.
Okay.
Everybody's minds were made up. They knew how they were voting already.
Yeah, they did. quick before I go, if Big Brother calls again, are you saying yes? Do you think about it?
In a
What's
heartbeat.
okay?
In a heartbeat, if Big Brother calls again, I will be there. As soon as they tell me to jump, I'm saying, "How high, Big Brother?" Yeah, I'll be there in a heartbeat.